This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And I want to say thank you again to the Commissioner of the Department of Agricultural Resources from Massachusetts, John LeBeau, for coming on, just talking a little bit about this tomato contest, but not just about the tomato contest. It's not just about that, which is, it's still pretty cool. But talking about the mass agriculture in general, I mean, the numbers he was throwing out when it came to locally grown food, amazing. I mean, 7 million pounds of tomatoes are grown in Massachusetts. Can you believe that? Oof. I will leave you with this. So it's a fruit, right? You put fruit in smoothies. Does that make ketchup a smoothie? It's a question I'm going to ask when I'm there, but I digress. Anyways, we got some calls on the line. Let's get back into it. Nathan, who's up next?
Rocco's in Massachusetts.
Rocco, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning.
I had a question about I planted a tulip poplar tree.
Okay.
Probably about 5 years ago.
Yep.
It's doing well. It's got to be at least 25 feet high, but it never bloomed. And I'm wondering, why the tree isn't blooming.
Okay. And which variety again was it?
A tulip poplar.
Okay.
Tree.
So, all right. So, I mean, it does take some time to grow. When you put it in, was it already like a 10-foot tree or something along that line?
Oh, no. It was just a sprig. I mean, it grew very fast.
Yeah. No, they tend to go crazy. But sometimes it takes a number of years for them to flower. Sometimes they're too young.
They're not mature yet.
Exactly. Sometimes it can take up to 15 years.
Wow.
Okay. Yeah, it's just because they grow so quickly, they're not, like, the branching and everything isn't as mature because they can grow up to, like, 3 feet a year, maybe more. And so what happens is it's not completely strong and it's just focusing on growing. And so that first, like, 10 years or so, it's just putting on more growth and more growth and more growth and more growth. So that could be part of it, right?
Yeah.
The other thing is when they do finally bloom, they actually are at the top of the tree. So you might have had some flowers way up there. You didn't see them if it, maybe it was mature enough. Because sometimes they're just right on the top and you don't see it.
Yeah, I've checked it, pretty thorough. I think it's like you say, it's just still growing. Because they get pretty big, right?
Yeah, I mean, I've seen them get up like to 80 feet, tall.
Yeah, I gave it quite a bit of room. Okay, I was just wondering whether I was doing something wrong or whether I had to fertilize it or do something.
No. Well, so here's the thing, right? You just want to just an all-purpose type tree fertilizer for it, you know, in the spring and then in the fall at half the rate. So this fall you could use Tree Tone from Espoma at half the rate that it says on the package that you would use for spring. Right? And from there, in the spring, use the regular rate. You're going to do that on the drip line of the tree. So however wide it is, that's where you're going to work on it.
You want to fertilize it.
Yeah, definitely.
The other thing is on the trunk of the tree. It's probably about maybe 4 inches in diameter.
Yep.
It actually split. It didn't weep or anything, but the trunk actually split. But it didn't, like I say, it didn't weep or do anything like that. It healed.
Yeah.
Is that some kind of damage that happened to it, or does it happen naturally?
Not necessarily. So sometimes with trees, they almost create, like, stretch marks on there, and they just pop because they're growing so quickly. And on a tree like this, when it's growing so much in one season, it can thicken up so quick that it's almost like little stretch marks on the sides. Now, the one thing I would look for on the trunk to see if there's something going on is, are there any, it looks like tracks on the side. If you're not seeing any tracks or anything, it's just a regular, crack that happened, got covered up. You'd be looking for, a lot of times these guys have more issues with like a powdery mildew or a leaf spot. They don't have a lot of insects. They're more disease than insect issues on these guys. So that's, I wouldn't worry about like a borer or something like that. A borer, you might actually see some like tracking on the side of it where it almost raises the bark up just a little bit. After that, where that crack was. Okay, so look around there. If you're seeing that, maybe it's you'll take a look at it. Look for a borer type insect killer. But I don't think that's going to be the case on this.
No, I think, if there was any kind of disease or anything like that, you'd notice it at the leaves.
Yeah, you would have already seen it.
Leaves are nice and green and, they're healthy.
Yeah,
so I think it's like you say, it's just a growing, this thing is growing like crazy.
Yeah, and it tends to happen with trees that have like a rapid growth because they're just stretching and stretching, and that's just, the bark can't keep up with the growth.
Okay. Well,
alrighty.
Thanks very much.
All right. Yeah. Well, you have a great rest of your day.
You too.
Thanks.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Nathan, who's up next?
Ellie's in Pituit.
Ellie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question. I don't know whether it's stupid or not.
Oh, there's no stupid questions here. Don't worry.
I know. I haven't been able, I have two perennial gardens, and I haven't been able to do anything all year long because I've been sick and I had surgery on my hand and all that. So now I got all weeds amongst my perennials. Is there any way I can put something on the weeds to kill them, but not my perennials?
So there is a product out there that I am going to look up to make sure. What types of perennials do you have?
Well,
in there?
I've got hibiscus and batista, false indigo, and phlox.
So the weeds that you have coming in there, are they like grassy type weeds all over it? Like, they look almost like tall pieces of grass?
No. They're different looking. You can tell the weeds.
Yeah, definitely. You definitely can. Now, So there is a product out there, and I'm looking to see at the specifics of what some of these, like the Liriope's one, so that's good. That's a perennial. I'm looking at the back of the package online here at the same time. Because there's a product out there called Over the Top 2 from Fertiloom. It's a grass killer, a weed killer, that will kill some of those weedy type grasses. And you can put it over the top of other plants and not harm the plant. Right?
But to put it on the weeds, but not and, the yeah. perennials?
Yep, and it not harm the perennials. So,
who is it by?
It's called Fertiloom.
Yeah.
Okay, and again, it's called Over the Top 2. And it's a selective herbicide, so it will kill some of these plants without injuring your perennials, some shrubs. There's like 7 pages of plants that it will not harm. So I'm trying to, as we talk, read a little bit through it. Trying to see if we get the lupine here.
And then in the spring.
Yep.
Can I put preen down to
oh,
stop?
Oh, of course. Definitely. I would.
Coming, but it won't harm my perennials.
Nope, won't harm the perennials. That is a perfect idea for you to do.
What part of the spring would you do that?
Early spring, before anything starts to sprout up, I would definitely do it. Okay?
Okay.
All right, Ellie, have a great one.
Thank you.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes, weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamgaday.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before I get into the calls, we had somebody call in before about like 8:30-ish and had a question, and we didn't want them to sit on hold for that whole time. So they left the question with Nathan for me. It was about jumping worms. He found some in his mulch, in his wood chips, and he was wondering, you know, what to do with it. Is it going to ruin his lawn? What's it going to do? Well, I wish I had a good answer. But it could. It really could harm a lot. There's two things I want you to do. First, I want you to call the Department of Agriculture or the UMass Extension if you're in Massachusetts, if you're in New Hampshire, one of those. Call them and tell them that you have found this. They want to hear these things, right? Because this is becoming an invasive species of worm. It is a worm. Looks like a earthworm, right? It has the band on it, but it's a lot brighter white band. And they're called jumping worms because when they get exposed, all they do is just, like, jump like crazy. You know, fidget around, all these things. Not like an earthworm does when it's, you know, when you have it in your hands, it kind of moves around. This thing, you will know the difference. Now, what does it do? So it will eat, you know, it'll eat the nutrients in the soil, just like an earthworm does. But an earthworm gives back. It gives its earthworm castings, which everything that's digested comes right out the other end, right? And it's actually good for the soil. The jumping worm, what it does is it eats it, it digests it, it comes out the back, but it's the castings are so hard that it makes all the castings that it creates hard and no nutrients can get through it or survive. And so it will just eat up the soil and can ruin the area and ruin the soil. So what are some things you can do? If it's in a wood pile or something along those lines, they don't like the heat. So if it's a compost area, get some compost starter to turn up the heat in there. Turn the pile a bit so the heat can really, you know, get to the other areas and expose some of it. keep that area in the sun versus in the shade. You might find it more in the shade. But the heat, it doesn't like the heat. There is no actual way right now of eradicating these jumping worms. There isn't. There's nothing. And, you know, there are some things out there. I heard a few things. It was the type of seed that you could put down that it would eat and kill it. But I'm not seeing anything that is has information on that. So, like I said, contact the UMass Extension or UNH Extension or wherever you are, that extension. Department of Agriculture might be part of it too, because we want to see how we can get rid of these things. So please do that, and then, you know, get that area into the sun, the heat. The only thing you can really do to eradicate them, to kill them, is to pick them and put them in like a bucket of water. Get them gone that way. All right? All right, Nathan, let's get into the next call. We'll start them up before the break. So who's up next?
John's in Wrentham.
John, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, Patrick. I think it's a quick question. I have a Rosa rugosa bushes.
Yep.
They're probably about, I don't know how many there are, but it runs about 20 feet in front of my house along the street. And the street's kind of busy. And the bushes, I mean, they're doing really great, but they're starting to grow into the road. And I noticed that in the morning, in the morning when I walk, I see that the cars might be swiping some of them along the edge because they're sticking way out.
Yeah.
I was thinking of cutting them off, but is now a good time to cut them off, or should I wait a little bit? I don't want them to get real damaged, you know?
Yeah, so, I mean, I would cut them right now, honestly, because they're going to do more damage than good for you, right? Because ripping of branches like that, ripping out of the plant does more damage. It's not a clean cut, so it's harder for the plant to callus over and form a callus to help protect it, right?
Right.
The other thing I would look to do is this fall, or even right now, you could actually do it because we have plenty of time, put some rose tone on the plants just to give them something back so that they can pull that energy in to get into the root system for the winter. Okay. So you just help them overwinter a little bit, alrighty?
Sounds great.
All right, John. Have a good day. Thanks. You too. We're going to take a break here. We'll be back for more of your calls in just a few minutes.
If you love to grow roses, you know the damage that insects and diseases can cause. Bonide Rose RX Systemic Drench offers insects and disease control in one easy application. Bonide Rose RX Drench is a multipurpose fungicide and insecticide for roses, flowers, and shrubs. Mix it in a watering can and apply it directly to the base of the plant. One application protects the rose, the flower, and shrubs from insects and diseases for up to 6 weeks.
The company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
USA Radio News.
An incident allegedly involving a stolen plane and threats against a local Walmart ended in what officials described as the, quote, best case scenario, with no injuries and an inexperienced pilot safely landing the plane. Tupelo Police Department Chief
Corey Wayne Patterson stole a Beechcraft King Air C-90 twin-engine aircraft and took off from the Tupelo Airport today.
After the initial threat, he did not want to hurt himself or anyone else, and I believe that we had what you would think would be the best case scenario.
The 29-year-old man was taken into custody and has been charged with grand larceny and making terroristic threats. A motive is not known at this time. This is USA Radio News. At a rally in Pennsylvania, former President Donald Trump alleges that Dr. Mehmet Oz's Democratic rival John Fetterman uses drugs.
Fetterman supports taxpayer-funded drug dens and the complete decriminalization of illegal drugs, including heroin, cocaine, crystal meth, and ultra-lethal fentanyl. And by the way, he takes them himself.
Monkeypox cases appears to be on the decline in the epicenter of the county's outbreak. Data from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene shows that as of August 30th, the Big Apple recorded a 7-day rolling average of 9 infections. That's an 82% decline from the 7-day rolling average of 50 recorded 2 weeks ago. This is USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. We have a couple calls in line, so Nathan, who's up next?
Lee's in New Hampshire.
Lee, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello, Patrick. Yeah, so first of all, thank you. Thank you for dedicating your Sundays. I appreciate that. You know, I know many of us do, so... You know, we really appreciate it. Now, the questions are bugs. Let's start with the fly and then the grasshopper. You know, just the two of them are just taking over, it seems like. Is there a way to deal with them things?
Well, yeah, so, you know, the fly, the common flies, the, you know, mosquitoes, all of them in the yard, there's a number of ways to do some things. So we need to first in the yard find any water source that's just sitting there. It could be a rain barrel. It could be a a bird bath. It could be gutters. It could be a pond. It could be anything, right? Standing water is where the mosquitoes and the flies will reproduce and become, the large amount of it. So there's a number of ways to prevent those. First, you know, some of the easy ones, just dumping out the water.
Okay.
Second, there are products out there, and there's a perfect product from Summit Solutions called Mosquito Dunks or Mosquito Bits. Now, these dunks, it's organic. It's a bacillus product, so it is a strain that will actually kill the when they're in the early stages of becoming a mosquito and the larvae, right? And then will help prevent them for up to 30 days because it's getting rid of them in the standing water. So if you have like a rain barrel, right, you're trying to save water. You're keeping it on there when it actually rains. But if there's rain water in there, it's sitting there creating mosquitoes. And so putting these dunks in there will help prevent that from happening so you can continue on with your, you know, saving water that way. It's fine for streams or ponds in the area. What I even found is I had an area in the back that was in a shady area. It was all leaves, but it was very wet inside it, and there was almost some sitting water in there, and you could see like little flies popping up through there, and I was like, oh, geez, I didn't even think of that. So cleaning up some of those areas is a good thing. The other thing is they have a spray from Summit Solutions that you can spray all around the house and on the understory type trees and shrubs. And it's a permethrin-based, and they also have a, there's another product too, that you can spray everything, and it will help kill the mosquitoes and flies that are there. One other thing that we've heard is, so if you're outside, and I know this is going to sound a little crazy, but if you're outside just sitting on a porch or a deck or a patio, the flies and mosquitoes, they actually can't fly right if there's moving air, right? So bringing a fan out into the area just to move some of the air around you will actually keep some of those flies down, because they are so small that when they hit into like a windy area, they can't actually continue to fly, so they just stop. So that's an option as well.
Can I interrupt you? That is one of the
sure.
things that I think they showed up, or, you know, that's how I think they got here. The wind blew,
yep.
and next thing you know, it stopped, and just all of a sudden, flies. I mean, it was just that, just like that.
Yeah. So they kind of just go into shady areas, too. They're very lazy type insects. That's probably what you're seeing on them. I would look to do some of those, get rid of any of the, there might be some standing water. I know it's tough to say, especially in a drought. But that could be part of it. Okay. And now what was your question in regards to the grasshopper?
So there's so many of them. They're green, if you will, the color of a leaf until they get
yeah.
big. And, when they're a little quarter inch up to 2 inch, I think I've killed over 83 of them. Well, I don't think. I've killed over 83 of them, the small ones, and the big ones, I don't know how many. So there's a lot of them, just chomp, chomp, chomp. Same thing, I like to get rid of them.
Okay. Now, so that one's, a little bit... different. Sometimes with them, they have some natural enemies like a nematode that's in there that can get them while they're in the early stages. If there's a lot of birds around, birds will actually eat the grasshoppers. That's a natural way of getting rid of it. The thing is, grasshoppers can just, they can lay like tons of eggs in an area.
Okay.
And they just go crazy, right?
So I gotta get some lizards and some bird food.
Yeah. Unfortunately, but no. So here's something that it just, they actually want you to eliminate some of the tall grasses and weeds that are around the plants that you want to protect, like your perennials, your shrubs and everything. Because they like the bigger grasses and weeds to land on, to prey on. So what it does is it makes it easier for like the birds to prey on them. I don't know of like an actual control, like a spray, right? I'd have to really look into it more, because I haven't heard as much of an issue for it. They don't like open fields for laying their eggs. So if there's more openness and there's more like lower grasses, etc., that could be part of it. And they like weedy areas, so cleaning up some of those areas might be part of it. I'm trying to think what else we could do.
Let's ask another question. Does Summit Solutions have something for the red ant and the little small ant? Do they have something for them too?
I'm going to have to take a look, but they do have a number of other products as well before there. The permethrin that's in there would work with the insects, with the ants as well. Are they all over the lawn? Are they all over, like, patios? Are they...
Yeah, it's a little bit of everything, and sometimes, you know, the walkway, they'll be, you know, attacking something, you know, something, you know, just all of a sudden see them moving. It's like, where are you guys going, and what are you doing up here?
Gotcha. So they have a tick and flea spray that is the permethrin, and the permethrin would actually take care of some of those insects as well. One product that does really well with ants is bifenthrin, which is the active ingredient in, like, an ant control. Bonide has a ant, flea, and tick control that would possibly work for it. But the Summit, the tick and flea spray, being permethrin, it's in the same family, should be able to take care of some of those ants as well.
Great. You know, Thank you for your time.
You should definitely take a look at, go to their website. It is summitchemical.com. You could also just Google Summit Responsible Solutions, and they have tons of information of what they have and what they can be, you know, used for.
That's great. Thank you, Patrick.
All right, Lee. You have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I believe we have some more calls on the line. Is that right, Nathan?
Yes, sir. Betty's in Lowell.
Betty, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Thank you much, Patrick, for taking my call. I have a problem with, in Lowell, they are repaving streets, and National Grid also did some work on the street. And they dug up the whole street, like the outer edge of the street. And they finished paving, and National Grid has finished. But the lawn, I called up and I said, when are you going to reseed? And he said, well, we have reseeded, but it hasn't been successful because of the drought and because of the hot weather. But he said, we're coming in late September to hydro seed. So I went out to the lawn, and I saw all crabgrass. It was green, but I didn't want crabgrass there.
Yeah.
So I dug up the whole thing. I dug up everything. And then I realized how compact the soil was. It was really very, very, very compact. And I thought, now what should I do? I have plenty of peat moss. I bought those big bags of peat moss. And I have fertilizer and Plantone. And I was thinking, you know, if they're coming in late September, what should I do to make sure that it takes, the seed takes?
Well, so if they're coming to hydro seed, so anybody who gets hydro seeding that I talk to, I always recommend putting seed down before they hydro seed. I know that sounds...
Oh, no kidding. Oh, that's good.
So I always just say throw a bunch of seed over the area, because sometimes if it's on, like, a little bit of a hill, or even if there's a little bit of runoff,
right,
the water is going to pull some of it.
Oh, okay.
So you're adding extra seed, because they're shooting this out of a tank that is water, seed, and then there's usually, like, a paper mix to it that's supposed to hold it in place.
Okay.
But if it gets too wet and it runs off, the seed runs with it.
Oh,
right?
Okay.
So if you can put some seed down first, you know, if you find out when they're thinking about coming. Yeah, so if you find out when they're coming, you know, go out there a few days before, get it down over the top the best you can. What I'd also look for you to do is, they usually don't have a huge amount of starter fertilizer in that mixture, but you seem to have talked to them about it, and ask if they have a starter fertilizer in the soil, in the hydro.
That's great to know. I will call them again tomorrow.
Yeah, so if they don't have a starter fertilizer in there, you could pick one up. I mean, you're in Lowell. You could go to the Tewksbury Mahoney's. They have a starter fertilizer in like a 4.5-pound bag that will do about 1,000 square feet. You put that down, then put your grass seed down, and then let them seed on top. You know, they might not want to give you all the information, but if they're putting a chemical or any type of product down, they need to tell you what they're using. Definitely just find out, you know, hey, is there a starter fertilizer mixed in with the hydro seed in the liquid? What are you using? And even ask them what are the nutrients, what's the nitrogen, phosphorus, potassium levels, so the NPK.
Right.
Because sometimes they might have a starter fertilizer in there that's not really enough. Those are the things I would be doing.
I shouldn't put the grass seed down at this point. I should wait until maybe a week before they come.
Exactly.
All right. Oh, thank you so much. Because, I mean, I don't want them to have green.
Understandable. We're going to take a break.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a color storm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Are you tired of insects ruining your trees and shrubs? Need a product that will prevent insect damage on tall trees? Well, Bonide has the answer. Annual Tree and Shrub Insect Control will control trees and shrub damaging insects, including emerald ash borer, woolly adelgid, and the Asiatic lily beetle. One spring application prevents insect infestation for up to 1 year. Just mix as directed, pour it at the base of the tree or the shrub, and it will travel throughout the entire plant, and it will not wash off.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Got a couple calls left to get to. Get right into them, Nathan. Who's up next?
Sonia's in Cape Cod.
Sonia, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hello.
Hi.
My problem is crabgrass. In October, we had a terrible storm here, and I lost all my grass. And I've been here for 42 years, and I always had nice grass. So in the spring, the landscaper said to just get compost, and we put the black beauty seed down.
Okay.
And now my yard is actually a crabgrass yard. So I don't know why that happened. I followed everything that they said on the Jonathan Green. And so I'm wondering, how can I fix that? Should I just let the crabgrass take over, or it's all over the yard?
No, I wouldn't let it just take over, but there are some... The thing about crabgrass is it will go dormant soon. It's going to die back, and you'll be able to reseed. So I want you to do some reseeding this fall, okay?
Okay.
And so
When would you suggest?
So probably in 2 to 3 weeks.
Okay.
If you would like to get rid of some of the weeds that are in the lawn right now, there's some products out there from Bonide. One of them's called Weed Beater Complete or Weed Beater Ultra. Okay?
You attach it
to the hose and you spray over the entire lawn and it will kill the weeds that you don't want being there. Okay?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of them will get rid of some of the crabgrass as well because it is considered a weed. But not necessarily everything. But what I want you to do is once you've killed this product, and usually right on the package it'll say, reseed in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Right? So you have to wait those 2 weeks so that the chemical itself is no longer there to prevent the seeds from growing. Mm-hmm. So in about 2 weeks, 3 weeks from now, that's when you'd start the lawn renovation, right? So let's count back a little bit. So we said 2 weeks, so you could do it today to get rid of some of those weeds. Give it some time because you're also going to want to add in some of the areas that maybe you know, maybe there's a little bit of a dip there, or you just want to add some new soil or compost level on top of everything to really get it going. Mm-hmm. And then what I would look to do is once you've done that, use a starter fertilizer for the lawn, right? That starter fertilizer is going to have a heavy middle number. So the middle number is going to be higher than the other two. So nitrogen will be like maybe a 10, phosphorus will be like a 26, and then the potassium will be like a 10. It'll be minimal. But this is going to help your lawn start to develop for the end of the year. And then what I'd want you to do, if possible, 6 weeks from when you put that starter fertilizer down and the lawn's growing, you can put down a winter fertilizer to help help that lawn get ready for the winter and get ready for next year.
Mm-hmm.
And then following spring, to help prevent the crabgrass, there's a product out there that's a crabgrass preventer. But I want you to use it twice. Because there's early season crabgrass, and then there's late season crabgrass.
Okay.
So you put it down beginning of April, and then you can put it again down again in middle of May as your step one and two. And what that does is that helps prevent a lot of that crabgrass from growing. But also the active lawn, when it's growing, will help prevent it too. So it's a two-phase approach to it that should really help you with the lawn. Okay? And just watering as much as you can, as much as allowed, right? That black beauty seed is a great seed that goes deep into the roots, so it loves deep waterings. So you definitely can use that and be successful. Okay.
Now let me ask you something, because I never had crabgrass before. I could actually pick it up with my hands. And this time I did the process that is supposed to be, and the yard is full of it. Is it that it's this season it's really bad, or what?
It's the drought that has a lot to do with it, because the weeds weeds thrive on not ideal conditions, right? So that's part of it. And the other is that they could be in the neighbor's yards in the area, and that's what's happening. Alrighty.
I see.
I appreciate the call. I do got to go because it's the end of the show, but thank you so much for calling, Sonia. All right, bye-bye.
Okay.
All right, that's it. We'll be back next week. Until next week, be good to each other. Get out there and plant something. We'll see you later.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.